The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good morning to you, Mr. Ramusir. Can you hear me?
Yes, fruitful morning, Trinidad and Tobago and the world.
So today is World Earth Day, and we know that you are a farmer. And how would you like to celebrate a day like today?
With some rain, not too much, not too less, just the right amount.
And you are part of the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association Company Limited. And your motto, you assist in saving your environment, you assist in saving future generations. So what new do you have to tell me about the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association Company Limited? And what is on the plans for World Earth Day from the association?
Okay, so thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm interim president of the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association, and we have been existing for several decades. And that motto was conceived over three decades ago. Mm-hmm. And it is very concerning that today in 2024, we have the soil movements around the world and environmental, events and challenges. But how serious are we about Mother Earth with respect to the things that we are doing to Mother Earth? Yes, we are farmers and we must till the soil, and have it ready for food production. Also, we use the earth to fossil fuels. And this has created a serious impact on climate change in Trinidad and Tobago and on food prices in the world, this celebration today, Mother Earth, it is very, very auspicious, and farmer fisher folk in the world have a very, very a great responsibility, but they have been left for last, my dear.
And left for last meaning, I know that your farmers, well, both livestock and produce farmers have been clamoring for much needed attention in terms of the food import bill, the way that farmers are treated, the issuances of licenses, and many other issues that have been plaguing farmers. Can you name some of them from your view from the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association?
Okay, so as we celebrate, Mother Earth, all right, today, the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association, we are a fruit group. Okay, so like livestock, like root crop and vegetables, the challenges are all linked. All right, and climate change have been affecting all aspects of food production. And if you Google Namdevco today, pineapple prices and other food prices has skyrocketed, all right? Some vegetables, and all because of climate change, COVID climate change. But at the end of the day, how supportive have the state been to farmer fisher folk for decades with an allocation of just around hovering about $1 billion TT dollars, of which close to 80% is for administration? How much goes into supporting the farmers with infrastructure like more land space, all right, marketing strategies, and so on, access roads, ponds, for water irrigation. So all these things, but I want to focus with respect to climate change, at how it affects the farmers in Tableland. Yes, leases was given to oil companies to fossil the fuel from the central and outer blocks in Tableland, but farmers need additional lands to produce pineapples, and the dialogue has been disconnected because licenses preference is given to these oil companies and multinational to extract fossil fuel on the same lands, and the farmers that cut down these forests cannot do it again.
Mr. Ramusir, check your mic again. I think it was muted.
Long conversation.
Yeah.
So it's huge. But how serious are we, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Forestry Division, the Minister of Agriculture and his team, you know, with respect to food production and additional land space, etc., as it relates to, you know, the earth, Mother Earth, and soil erosion and, you know, space to grow food.
So the main issue right now is the space to handle production. I see that there was a document that was sent where you were asking for discussions on employment, education and training, and community infrastructure, social and cultural, inclusive of sporting facilities and agriculture long term. So can you name some of the issues that have been brought forward by your association, those that have been addressed and the others that are still waiting to be addressed?
Okay, so these points and the lobby was done for decades. So let's back up to 2024. These oil companies are extracting fossil fuel from the area. And a simple environmental condition on the CEC to do reforestation.
Your mic again. Can't quite hear you. I know that you're making... there we go. Heard you. I'm hearing you again.
Right, right. So these oil companies, Touchstone, Shell, NGC, they were given conditions on a CC to continue environmental, you know, rehabilitation, and none was done in the Tableland area. Now, it comes back to our main challenge, which is land space to grow additional pineapples. All right. So just as these oil companies were given lands to run their full line to cut down the forest, why it is that standard agricultural lease cannot be given for the farmers who cut down the forest to work on the said lands, let us say authority, because today pineapple is being sold at $12 to $15 per pound in the market. In the supermarkets, it's wholesale above $8 a pound, and you cannot get. One of the main reasons, two main reasons for that is basically climate change and the COVID impact. So, to be more specific, I want to focus on Mother's Day, on Earth Day, with respect to the degradation to our forests as it relates to fossil fuel extraction and food production in Trinidad and Tobago. Can we expand on that a bit? Are you understand
sure.
Where we're heading?
Yeah, so you're talking about giving the same priority and recognition that is the other oil manufacturers or drillers are getting. The farmers want that same representation to be able to meet the growing needs of the nation in terms of food, and you don't seem to be getting that attention. Please expand on that point.
Right, absolutely. And the disconnect with respect to farming groups in Trinidad and Tobago and the state agencies have continued for decades. We have been clamoring for meeting with Ministry of Agriculture personnel from the team leader go right down. And to this present day, that has been a disconnect. The Honorable Prime Minister weeks ago mentioned pineapple in the area and his visit to Tableland. We extended our hands to the Ministry of Agriculture team for years now. In fact, the new Minister of Agriculture, we are waiting on him. He has given assurance that he will meet with us, you know. But this has been a challenge and continue to be. And what has been the result? The result has been in the case of Tableland and the fruit farming is that pineapple plant pineapple produce will continue to exceed $10 a pound for the next 2 years. And where has the agency, the Ministry of Agriculture, did they no networking whatsoever? Decision has been made on a haphazard basis without any communication with farming groups like the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association. And if you look at tomato prices and vegetable prices and livestock prices, yes, it's climate. The weather now, there are fluctuations, but how much dialogue has been taking place with the Ministry of Agriculture and farming groups, the Agricultural Society of Trinidad and Tobago, the livestock sector, Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association, which is the fruit, we are the fruit connoisseurs because we held National Fruit Festival for decades. But today, the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association have been neglected, and the farmers. So prices of pine will continue. So we need to, if you can get the Minister of Agriculture or the Conservator of Forests or the EMA chairman to come on board to discuss the reforestation and the destruction to forests, and no communication with the farming groups to ensure that this degradation does not continue.
And how soon do we need that consultation? I know that you would probably say like yesterday, but what would be some of the main things that you would discuss in this consultation if you got the Minister of Agriculture to be in this discussion?
Absolutely. One, the prices right now will continue to go up. Why? Because of the neglect and dialogue. The farmers, yes, the weather, the climate change has affected us, okay, in the last 3 to 4 years, COVID and whatnot. So we need more lands to produce. Now, as we speak here right now, we don't have any pineapple slips available for anybody right now. The farmers who have the pineapple slips right now is limited, and they're planting for themselves. The Prime Minister did mention, together with the Ministry of Agriculture, that they have been holding dialogue with Guyana. But we have the best slips in Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, we want some slips from Guyana, but we need to encourage what we have in Trinidad, because we don't want to, we have the best variety in the Caribbean. All right? So, one, standard agricultural leases. Two, we need more infrastructure with respect to, you know, these retention ponds, so we can have water when the climate is not suitable with rain, etc. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Three, yes, we have a processing plant that $100 million was invested in Moruga. Okay. But there was no sort of commitment by the state agencies to link with the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association. Yes, 20 years ago, our production was up. Today, it's down to under 1,000 acres. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we continue to be challenged, and we can continue this conversation, but I would like, you know, if you could get the Conservator of Forests to find out about the conditions that were set out in the CC for the oil company and was never followed up. NGC and Shell, with respect to reforestation project that's affecting climate change today and is affecting Mother Earth and will continue to affect, you know, farmers can't go on and cut down the forest again. All right, so this is a conversation that must be continued. It might be a bit confusing, but it's real.
So you're talking about reforestation in these areas. What type of plan or CDC plan that you're talking about that has not been upheld by the oil companies? Can you go into that?
Right. So in the interim, you can try to get the chairman of the EMA, the Conservator of Forests, and you can maybe try to get the minister. We're not going to bash anybody, but the fact remains that conditions was laid out in the CEC for the oil company to meet with the farmers who cut down the forest and to meet with the Ministry of Agriculture to move forward. That was done in the last 4 to 5 years. And up to this day, approvals was given and millions of dollars are extracted on a daily basis with respect to oil and gas from that central block and the Otwa areas and the Tableland area specifically. The farmers around that site are asking for leases to continue to produce more pineapples and bananas and other cassavas and other crops in that area, which is a food basket. But no dialogue was done. The Ministry of Agriculture, the Commission of State Lands was involved, and there was totally no communication because the oil company are protected by some of our agencies to ensure that they get their gas and oil out, but farmers cannot get the additional lands to produce more food like the oil company. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm following, yes. What you would require at this point in time is for these different representatives to come to the table to, one, discuss I don't want to use the word promises, but the stipulations that were agreed upon, or the conditions, correct, to continue your farming and your business there, and also in relation to the environmentally acceptable situations where the oil and gas companies can come and do their business, but still have a working relationship with farmers in that area as well. And it seems to me what you're saying is that the bargain for the farmers is not being met. those conditions are not being met.
Absolutely. And, you know, permits were given with conditions. And if you call the Ministry of Energy, you call Shell, NGC, there is no reforestation project. That was one of the conditions. Two is that you meet with the farmers along the flowline route that cut down the forest and have dialogue with them not to continue cutting down the forest, but also that already cut down. But mm-hmm. they get leases to continue to work those lands so that they don't have to go and continue degrading the sensitive Victoria Forest Reserve. All right. And the oil companies have been very delinquent in that sort of communication because there's no reforestation plan and the EMA has condoned that. So it's not about bashing. The oil and gas is already flowing. But at the end of the day, we in Trinidad and Tobago is paying more for pineapples and paying more for fruits and vegetables. And we're not encouraging our farmers to get more lands to continue to produce more. And that's the ABC about it. Mm-hmm. The Commission of State Lands, the Ministry of Agriculture has totally disconnected themselves from farming groups because they deal with individuals to get their goals met. Like all these markets and whatnot that they operate in. It was a vision of the TPFA a decade ago to create these markets that Namdevco has opened. But the TPFA are the ones who created that. But today now what they are dealing with is individual farmers in the various sectors, but they're not dealing with the ASTP, they're not dealing with the livestock group, they're not dealing with the with fruit group, which is the Tableland Pineapple Farmers Association. And the oil companies have done the same thing. They move into these villages and promise trinkets, you know, trinkets, mm-hmm. all right? And today, simple things like water for communities around these wells, right? The company cannot, they have not assisted these farmers. Yes, they put water tanks and whatnot, but there's a challenge with respect to serious infrastructure, standard agricultural leases, ponds, you know, marketing and getting to that processing plant, etc. Are we getting somewhere, my dear?
Yeah, well, I'm understanding that the many things that have been so, according to you, that has been promised has not been delivered on. I would think if it is that you have crops growing in that particular area, you would obviously need transport to get it out to the processing plants that you're talking about, the reserves. Now, I wanted to ask this question. You named the Victoria Reserve. Can you describe to me what that is? I would assume that is like a reserve that's not supposed to be touched, that's supposed to be there to preserve wildlife. Can you explain what the Victoria Reserve is?
Okay, so we have protected areas in Trinidad and Tobago, and the Carony Swamp, the Na River Swamp, the Victoria Forest Reserve is one of several, right? Mm-hmm. Now, fossil fuel production continued into the Victoria Forest Reserve. But before the oil companies came there, several of our farmers, you know, they can't be blamed because they were overseen by the Forestry Division who was supposed to, decades ago, to go into there and to protect these forest reserves. And this was not done. The note that I sent you to the Minister of Agriculture, Clarence Rambarat, when he went up there 3 years ago and saw the degradation. Yes, but they did not, what is happening is that permits were given to the oil company to cut down the forest. So now they stop the farmers from going back into the forest. And that has the repercussion and the effects of that is that food prices, pineapple prices, etc., continue to rise. All right? Mm-hmm. So dialogue has to be done with the Ministry of Energy and all these multinationals and the Ministry of Agriculture, the EMA. There's a biodiversity project right now within the EMA that the Namdevco is overseeing. That has not reached the Victoria Forest Reserve, where most of the forest was destroyed by the oil companies and farmers. But everything is silent because the oil and gas is flowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to thank you so much for coming on and highlighting these things, especially as we celebrate World Earth Day. And I'm hoping that you get the discussions that you're searching for and the different entities come together to, one, find out how we can restore the Victoria Forest Reserve. And I see that you mentioned reforestation and the building of the ecosystem so that we can continue to farm. And as you say, try to reduce the price of the foods and goods that come out of that system that you have going.
Right. And in ending, I want to, you know, continue to thank our farmer fisher folk groups in Trinidad and Tobago. All right. And more so to ask you, contact the Minister of Agriculture, contact the Ministry of Energy, all right, and the EMA chairman, all right, the forestry conservator, and let's convene an immediate site visit to that Coho 1 Khorasan site, and from there we'll expand on all the challenges that we discussed. This is a meeting that we requested for years now, and no one wants to, you know, keep it. But at the end of the day, the oil and gas is flowing. It's not about, you know, stopping or derailing the oil and gas revenues. But in sync, you want to ensure that the farmers, fisher folk in Trinidad and Tobago are given the standard agricultural leases to produce food for Trinidad and Tobago, just like you produce, you give permits to multinational to extract fossil fuel so that other countries, you know, in the UK and Canada and whatnot, they can benefit from the revenues that simple communities don't have a high-bone water supply, my dear. So in ending World Earth Day, all the talk on climate change, etc., it's a lot of service talk. If you look at Dubai with cloud swing and whatnot, you know, it shows the impact that we have on the environment. But we need to have dialogue with farmer fisher folk in Trinidad and Tobago and around the world to ensure that they don't continue to degrade the environment, you know, for food, but to work in sync with the environment for future generations. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ramasinghe, for taking the time out and giving us that information.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.